Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain, the podcast where we ditch the digital distractions and reclaim our power. I'm your host, Nova Lane, and let me tell you, today's topic hits home for all of us setting boundaries with our phones, especially when other people are around. Ever feel like a chameleon, constantly shifting between being present and glued to your screen? Yeah, we've all been there. The truth is, technology can be an amazing tool, but it also has a sneaky way of hijacking our attention. And when we're in social situations, setting those boundaries becomes even more crucial. Think about it. Are you scrolling through your feed while having dinner with friends? Checking notifications during a work meeting? It's easy to slip into autopilot, letting the digital world take over. But guess what? We deserve better. We deserve genuine connections and mindful moments. So, how do we break free from the phone frenzy and reclaim our social space? Let's dive into 5 powerful takeaways that will help you set those boundaries like a boss. First up, acknowledge your phone's power. Okay, admit it, our phones are addictive little gadgets. They're designed to keep us hooked with notifications, endless content, and that sweet dopamine rush. Recognizing this isn't about demonizing technology, it's about being aware of its influence. It's like knowing your best friend loves a good pizza, you can still hang out and enjoy the experience, but you don't want to spend the whole night stuffing your face with cheesy goodness. Second, define your boundaries. Think of this as creating a personal rulebook for your phone usage in social situations. Do you want to be completely phone-free during dinner? Is it okay to check messages briefly, but not scroll through endless feeds? Get specific about what feels comfortable and set those limits. It's like having a no-phones-at-the-table policy, simple, clear, and everyone knows the rules. Third, communicate with confidence. Now, this one might feel a little tricky, but trust me, it's worth it. Let your friends and family know about your boundaries upfront. Maybe say something like, "Hey, I'm really trying to be more present when we hang out, so I'm going to put my phone on silent." You don't need an elaborate explanation, just a simple statement of your intention. Most people will understand and respect your choice. Fourth, find creative distractions. This is where you get to tap into your inner child. Bring a good book, play a game, or even have a conversations data list ready. When the urge to check your phone hits, redirect that energy towards something engaging and fun. Remember, social interactions are meant to be enriching experiences, let's make them memorable. Finally, practice makes progress. Setting boundaries is a journey, not a destination. There will be times when you slip up, that's totally normal. The key is to acknowledge it, gently remind yourself of your intentions, and keep moving forward. Just like learning any new skill, consistency is key. Let me tell you about my friend Sarah. She used to be glued to her phone even during family dinners. But after attending a workshop on mindfulness, she decided to set some boundaries. Now, when they eat together, everyone puts their phones in a designated basket. It's become a fun tradition. She tells me that those shared moments are so much more meaningful now. They actually talk to each other, laugh together, and create genuine connections. It's amazing what happens when we choose to be present. So, remember, beautiful souls, you are worthy of your time and attention. Setting boundaries with your phone is a powerful act of self-love. It's about creating space for authentic connections, meaningful experiences, and moments of true joy. Let's recap. Acknowledge your phone's power, define your boundaries, communicate confidently, find creative distractions, and practice makes progress. Remember, every small step you take towards reclaiming your time is a victory. Now go out there and rock those boundaries. If this resonated with you, hit the subscribe button and share this episode with a friend who needs to hear it. And let's keep the conversation going on social media. Tag me in your stories, share your experiences, and ask any burning questions you have. We're all in this together, and I can't wait to hear from you. Until next time, stay strong, stay present, and remember, your phone is a tool, not your ruler. You've got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.